When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more, so smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
They call me Ben. We're joined, as always, with our super producer, Paul Mission Control Deccant. Most importantly, you are you, you are here, and that makes this the stuff they don't want you to know. War fomenting across multiple areas of the world. North Korea launching some more missiles, finally admitting they have COVID, and of course, Matt, as you and I were discussing right before we rolled, bees are for legal purposes now fish in some places.
Bees are fish now. Congratulations, everybody. We did it, finally.
We
it's
got
been a
them.
Long time coming.
I don't know how that's us getting them, you and I, but
well, they called it fly fishing for so long, and you're like, you know why? Why did they call it fly fishing? I'm just imagining people now out in the middle of a field in a meadow, just just trying to catch all them fish.
And it's funny because just really quickly on that one, we're specifically referencing a recent ruling in California that it's a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit headliney and clickbaity for us just to say bees are fish, but technically it means that bees are invertebrates that the court allows to fall under the statute definition of fish for environmental and conservationist purposes. So still, bees are fish. That's all you need.
That's the only takeaway.
I know, right? So we opened with some hard-hitting but real news. Wars, starvation, food supply crisis, and bees. But Matt,
don't forget
today,
the water.
Don't forget the water.
Okay.
Yes, Matt, today you and I are going to one of our favorite weekly segments, Strange News, and we're going to talk about, you know, we don't always get to do this, but I think we're both very excited because we get to explore some very good news, some news that may well be historic. We're going to talk a little bit about some heavy stuff, and then we're also going to talk about some potentially amazing, very much life-saving stuff, and we'll do it with the maturity you have come to expect from Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, which means I will endeavor unsuccessfully to keep my butt jokes at a minimum.
Oh, your butt jokes were already strong in this episode before we started rolling, so I can't wait for that.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, maybe our first story, Matt, that we should start out with concerns mass shootings in the United States, but not in the way that you think. You know, this is one of those situations that the English language, with all its weird pirated words, still does not have a proper term for. Tragedy doesn't cover it, right? Atrocity doesn't quite fit either. You know, it's scary and it's heartbreaking, honestly, that mass shootings in the U.S. have become normalized for the population. People are dying. Everyone knows there is a huge systemic problem. No one can agree. No one has proposed a solution that all parties agree to. And I would argue, you know, part of that clearly is due to moneyed interest, right? Putting their hand in the conversation. Tale as old as time, same as it ever was. But our starting story today is about a near miss. Like a Matrix dodge. And I don't know if it's a good near miss, if it's a bad near miss. I guess it depends on your perspective. But Matt, you know what we're talking about.
Oh, I do know what we're talking about. We're talking about a group of people, a small group of people who thought they had come up with an answer to that problem. Like, how do we prevent mass shootings, at least in specific places where we really don't want mass shootings to happen, i.e., you know, schools and perhaps in the future churches, other places like that of mass gathering, they thought they found an answer. They really, really did.
Yes, they really did. Our story starts with a group called Axon Air, A-X-O-N. Axon Air manufactures drones. If you go to their website, axon.com, then you will see that their primary mission, what they consider their remit, is to be an end-to-end drone solution, which has all the bells and whistles of surveillance and with the aim being public safety. So this means they have wireless live streaming video capability. They can interface in a network. They allow for what you would call real-time situational awareness, which is a huge thing that all the modern militaries of the world are looking for, as well as law enforcement. Yeah, race car drivers or race car teams are looking for stuff like this. Because if you can know what's happening while it's happening on the ground, you can avoid the fog of war. And you can also, if you go with Axon, enroll in training programs. They really want to be stem to stern, soup to nuts. And a few days ago, not too long ago, Axon said they were going to work to build drones that could fly in school. And they specifically said this would help prevent the next Uvalde, the next Sandy Hook, the next Columbine. How would it help prevent? We have these robotic insects flying around. Well, it would help prevent mass shootings, Axon argued, because the drones would be armed with tasers, which are technically less than lethal weapons. It's an important distinction. You know, it always bugs me. I don't know about you, Matt, but it always bugs me when I hear people describe things like tasers as non-lethal. Tell that to someone, you know, with a faulty ticker.
Yeah.
I think less than lethal is the only way you can phrase it.
Well, let's talk about Taser in particular, because that's one of those Band-Aid situations, right? It's a proper noun for a thing, a Taser gun made by Taser. That's the ones that have the two prickly bits that shoot out and shock you. They both have to hit. Remember, that's important. But they also make, you know, stun guns that just have the two nodes that shoot an electrical arc across. But Taser is the proper noun, the company that is now known as Axon. I didn't know that before we did this story.
Yes, that's correct. Just like Blackwater, XE, Academy, don't get married to that name. I'm sure they'll change it, you know, the next time the news cycle finds them again. But yes, Taser changed its name. If you want to learn the full history of Taser as a company, do check out our pal, Robert Evans, I think it was Behind the Bastards. I should know because I was on that episode or that series. But anyway, it has a long controversial history. And what do you do when you have a long controversial history? You rebrand, baby. It's America. That's not me anymore.
You know, if Taser was really smart, what they would do is spend all of that money that I'm sure they spend on lobbying, as all of these companies do, and try and convince, you know, the lawmakers within the United States that Americans should own Tasers and stun guns instead of guns. Right. And then you could get Tasers in the hands of everybody and there'd be 8 million Tasers in the world instead of guns. That would be smart, Taser. You should do that.
Yeah. So Taser Axon Enterprise, we should say, which is,
you're right.
I'm being kind of unfair. They were founded in 93. They were just always best known for Tasers. And that's what they had called themselves. It's got an interesting etymology. It's based on a novel made in 1911 called Tom Swift and His Electric Rifle. And so the guy who came up with this idea, a NASA researcher, by the way, decided to just play with the language a little and call it Taser. These things were originally classified as firearms, by the way, which you don't hear too much about now, but it's because they used to use gunpowder as their propellant. Anyhow, fast forward, modern day, mass shootings. This company, which is publicly traded, their CEO, Rick Smith, said shortly after the latest school shooting in Texas, he said he felt compelled to make this idea of Taser-equipped drones in grade schools public because he was catastrophically disappointed in the response by police who did not move in to kill the suspect for more than an hour. And that is a true story, by the way, folks, if you are not in the U.S. or you haven't been following that news. Police presence was there at the school and simply refused to enter.
I just don't have anything to say to that.
Yeah. It's a fact. It's not our opinion. Yeah. Yeah. And he said in his statement, which you can read, it's an interview with the Associated Press. He said that at this point, he's going public with this as a reaction to the tragedy, to the atrocity, and he was very clear that no actual product had been launched, and he said any potential launch would be kind of, quote, down the road, right? So no definitive deployment date. But he said he felt he needed to share the idea now because it was kind of in the zeitgeist. There was and is strident public conversation and debate about how to increase safety for schools. You'll hear people argue any number of things and prioritize them any number of ways. One, I think, that is particularly short-sighted is the idea of effectively turning a school into a box canyon, making it one entry exit point, and just, I guess, worrying about that later during a fire or something. Anyhow, so, and this is not dunking on people who thought that was a big answer. It's just they're reacting, and they're, if they're politicians, they're reacting to what they see as an opportunity for poll numbers. If they're people, they're reacting to try to find a way to prevent more mass deaths. And that's an apolitical statement at that point. Anyhow, so there we go. This mass shooting occurs, and this one in particular inspires or compels, his words, the CEO to say, we are working on what we feel is a solution in that it would be a less than lethal approach, right, to a perpetrator, and it would also avoid involving human law enforcement on the scene, right? So maybe it would circumvent that problem. It's heavily implied. So
isn't the concept also that the drones themselves would not be operated by the local police force? It would be a separate third party that actually controls and operates the drones. Maybe I read that wrong. I was reading the Vice article you shared, Ben. It seemed like that's one of the major issues the board took issue with, the ethics board.
Yeah, this is an article from Janice Rose over at Vice Motherboard, and I don't want to give the headline just yet because we'll save it just for a second. But also, while we're shouting out journalists, which we always love to do, want to shout out Michael Balsamo over at AP News, as well as Matt O'Brien, also over at AP. Okay. Here's the headline. Here's what happened. So they went public with this statement, and they're a big company. You know, they're successful. They announced just a few days later, just like 48 hours ago as we record this, that one, they had an ethics board, which I wasn't aware of, at Axon, and two, that the vast majority of their ethics board resigned once this announcement came through. And that led them to say, again, just 48 hours ago, that they are not, in fact, going to go forward with making drone-armed tasers. This ethics board is particularly concerned with artificial intelligence. And Smith said, look, we wanted this statement was meant to, quote, initiate a conversation on this as a potential solution. And then he said, I want to see what you think of this, Matt. And then he said, the ensuing discussion, quote, provided us with a deeper appreciation of the complex and important considerations, end quote, around this issue. So I don't know. What do you think about this? Do you think that means they're going to come back with a different idea? Or do you think they're going to just throw it out?
That's a tough one for me. It feels like they're going to throw it out at least for a while. My understanding from the statement given by that advisory board, or at least by someone speaking on behalf of the members who resigned on that advisory board, is that they did discuss attempting this, but doing it in a tiny little pilot program, right? Let's pick one school or one place, one community that decides this is an okay idea. Then we'll try it there and see what happens. But then I guess the advisory board, the ethics committee, they decided, well, we should probably not do that. But the actual company and that person, Mr. Smith, I guess, who runs the company, made that announcement that, yes, this is going to happen. We are doing this. It seems as though, in my mind, the company really wants to make it happen and they'll do what they need to make it happen or something like that, because it does feel like a way to get your company and its products in a lot of places, right? I think the company will at least attempt to do it in some other way at some other time, maybe. Because it does seem smart. It seems like a smart business attempt, at least. You can see the profits that would be there.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because if you think about it in just in purely profit motivated terms. And we're not saying that anybody at Axon is a bad person, to be clear. If you think about it in purely profit defined terms, then every business in the US conceivably wants to get a contract with the government, right? With the government of the land. Their coffers are nearly endless. They will guarantee work for multiple years. And you are at one of the juiciest troughs in all of capitalism. If you can get your snout, you know, just up in that junk, then you are going to be fat and happy. Again, this may be a crass picture, right? But I want to go back to this board. So this board earlier had voted not to proceed with a pilot of the taser drone, or they voted against recommending that it go forward. Mm-hmm. They can't cut it off themselves, which is why they had to resign. They voted 8-4 against it, and then 9 people resigned after the statement, and they issued an extraordinarily rare public explanation of why they left rather than be associated with this kind of technology. They said that this was, quote, trading on the tragedy of the Uvalde and Buffalo shootings. And then they also said they had lost faith in Axon's ability to be a responsible partner. And they were very concerned about this stuff being deployed in minority communities, minority schools that they felt were already over-policed. And one of the lines that really stood out to me from this statement was the following, quote, "We wish it had not come to this. Each of us joined this board in the belief that we could influence the direction of the company in ways that would help mitigate the harms that policing technology can sow and better capture any benefits." And later, one of the board members, a guy named Barry Friedman, who is a law professor at NYU, he said it had been a painful struggle for most of his time on the board to try to talk Axon back from the brink of doing potentially disastrous things in a search for, I guess, a well-intentioned search for safety and, of course, inseparably profits. I don't know, man. Did your school have a metal detector?
No, no. There may have been a metal detector at the entrances of a few buildings down in Georgia State in downtown Atlanta, but not where I went to, like, you know, K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
It feels, man, the more I'm thinking about this, I can totally see why the advisory board would have such a problem. They're thinking long term.
Yes.
No matter how good of an idea you think this is to protect schools, even if you don't believe that it will, you know, be used in instances of racial injustice and other forms of injustice and issues within the school, even if you don't think about that, think about when there's a huge number of these things in circulation at schools in cities across, you know, at least the United States or potentially the world. And there's some kind of peaceful protest, some kind of gathering of people to speak out against something in, let's say, a public square that happens to be fairly close to a school. Could those things be deployed as, like, crowd control? Could they be deployed as non-lethal deterrence for things like that? And if you know, Axon sees a lot of growth because of that, would they not then just sell a bunch of these that are, I mean, this is me just completely making things up, but a bunch of these mm-hmm. that are somehow attached to a vehicle that could be, you know, just driven up to an area where a protest is occurring and they just fly out like some horrifying Black Mirror scenario. I mean, you can totally see that it's the slope that doth slip.
Yes.
What?
Ooh, I love the art of that. We've been going a little bit long on this one. So before we pause, just a couple of quick points. Primary sources are key in any search. You know, for many people who are listening to the show today, you may have lost someone to a firearm death. Unfortunately, the statistics speak for themselves here. And everyone, we can reasonably assume, is looking for some sort of solution. People differ in their opinions on what those solutions may be. If you want to learn more about why Rick Smith of Axon Enterprise proposed this plan before quickly, you know, walking it back, then I recommend you check out his AMA interview or his AMA thread on Reddit. AMA stands for Ask Me Anything. And numerous people will go on this forum and they'll say just that, ask me anything. And they'll give you a little note about what they really want to talk about. The absolute worst one being Woody Harrelson's debacle when he went to promote a movie called Rampart. But you can hear from him directly, and he seems like he's arguing in good faith. You don't have to agree with him, but if you want to learn more about, you know, his logic, then check that out. More importantly, for our purposes, we want to hear from you. We haven't talked about this very often on the show, but it's inescapable. There are many mass shootings here in the United States, so much so that, as we said at the top, they have become normalized. Everyone agrees there's a problem. What do you think a solution would look like? 1-833-STD-WYTK. You can also find us at conspiracy@iheartradio.com. We're going to pause for a word from our sponsors and we'll return.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
And we're back. Ben, I think it was Noel who recommended the show, or maybe it was you, I can't remember. The HBO show We Own This City, which is David Simon's next like project, at least, that he's been working on, looking at Baltimore and the years surrounding the Freddie Gray incident and murder. Really interesting. And because of that last segment, I just have images again of police being able to release these things for everything from street policing to no-knock warrants, like serving a no-knock warrant with a little several drones that surround a building. It's terrifying to me. Ugh. Okay, let's move on to something else. Cancer. We've all got it. Well, not yet. Maybe we just don't know about
you're,
it yet.
You're thinking of microplastics.
Oh, you're right. That's microplastics.
That's okay. A great unifier.
Got it. Well, I'm being a little joking about this because I have many people in my family who have suffered from cancer. A few have made it through. Several have not. And I know that most of us listening are in the same situation. You've probably been affected by cancer in your personal life in some way. Well, we have some astoundingly, seemingly good news on the cancer front, which doesn't happen very often. And it comes to us via a single study, a very small clinical trial, but there's silver in this lining, and let's talk about it.
In this rectal lining? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We are going to be talking about rectums. Just prepare yourselves. It's fine. Everybody listening, we don't need to warn you. A rectum is a butt. That's okay. Look, I know you're riding in the car with your mom. she thinks butts are funny too. It's totally fine. She may not tell you it, but butts are funny. Cancer is not. So let's talk about this. Let's start with NBC New York. Title of an article is NYC cancer trial delivers, quote, unheard of result. Complete remission for everyone. This was posted June 6th, 2022. That is 2 days prior to us recording this. It's incredible. A group of people, 12 individuals who were suffering from cancer, took a new drug. They took it for 6 months, administered every 3 weeks, and when they finished taking those drugs for 6 months, they were looked at for an additional 6 month period by the people running this trial. And at the end of that time, they were all tested in various ways, all the ways you would, PET scans, MRIs, and all kinds of other ways. And in all 12 patients who were a part of this study, no cancer was found. They were all suffering from a very specific type of colorectal cancer that had a specific mutation. But my goodness, you guys, a drug cured people of cancer, or at least that's the way it seems, according to the small number of people, the small sample size that was used in this study as it currently stands. I'm going to jump over quickly to the New England Journal of Medicine just to give you some of the cold hard facts about this, and you can read this as well. Good luck finding it by its actual title, because the title is PD-1 Blockade in Mismatch Repair Deficient Locally Advanced Rectal Cancer.
Oh, it's an important title. It's the thing is, and I know we're going to get to it, but the reason that sounds so specific and caveated is because it needs to be that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is.
Yeah, it very much is. But this article is worth reading. It is widely linked. You can read the abstract. You might need to put a little more legwork into reading the full thing.
Yes. There actually is quite a bit of legwork to understand this. Let me just read from the abstract of this in the results section, just so we all are on the same page here. A total of 12 patients have completed the treatment with this drug. It is titled Dostarlimab. Dostarlimab is a drug that was created by GlaxoSmithKline, one of the giants in the pharmaceutical industry. The patients underwent 6 months of follow-up after going through this treatment, and all patients, 100%, had a clinical complete response with no evidence of tumor on MRI imaging, on PET, positron emission tomography, endoscopic evaluation, digital rectal examination, or biopsy. So literally zero. It's not like they just went, oh, hey, no cancer. They looked for that cancer and they could not find it. That's huge. It also states that when this report was released, which was on June 5th, only 3 days prior to us recording this, they say that no patients had received like chemotherapy or undergone surgery, and no cases of progression or recurrence had been reported during the follow-up. That's 6 months. Oh, it says there's a range here of 6 to 25 months for some of the patients.
6 months being the lower end, right? The minimum. Yeah, how did I forget the word minimum? Anyhow, there were also, more importantly, I mean, just as importantly, I would say, there were no severe side effects, which means, like, to harp on that a bit, there are many, many drugs, medicines, and treatments for any number of human conditions that can address that root problem while creating other problems along the way. And this specific treatment doesn't seem to have that drawback. That's only one of the reasons that so many scientists and experts in their field are calling this unheard of and unprecedented. That's not hyperbole, folks. This has not happened before.
Yep. It's not happened before. And Ben, you brought something up. This is, you know, it sounds like such a small clinical trial, 12 individual patients. There are more, correct? When we were looking up, some of the reporting was a bit odd. Some people were stating 18 patients. Some people were stating 12 patients. Some were saying more than that, including the New York Times. I believe they quoted 18 patients, but then the actual journal quotes 12 patients. What did we find?
We found that this is an ongoing trial. So all the, like, if you look at the patients all told, then ultimately the number is supposed to hit 30 patients. I think that was the plan from the jump, but I guess the results were so spectacular that they wanted to share this immediately and get the eyes of their colleagues and peers on this, because it's fascinating. And it's good news in a area of medicine that sorely needs good news. And to underline how big a deal this is, even with all the caveats, I think we can just throw a quick stat out everyone's way. If you look at the National Cancer Institute and you factor in all the variables, all the different types of cancer, all the different genetic factors, people's individual life decisions, environmental contamination, and so on, the ultimate lifetime risk, the ultimate chance of you getting cancer sometime in your life is about 37.58% to 42.05%. So no matter how clean you're trying to live, no matter how cancer-free your genetic predisposition may be, the fact of the matter is the odds are higher than you think. I know.
Yeah. So that's why these kinds of revolutionary treatments, these new drugs, are so important. It really is. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, hear from a sponsor, and we will be right back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
And we've returned.
Let's jump more into what the drug actually does and a few more facts about this study. I'm going to jump to NDTV. They've got a quick little article here titled 10 points on dostarlimab, the weird drug title that cured cancer patients. This study was conducted at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in Manhattan, United States. That's where it actually occurred. All of those patients that we've talked about had a very specific type of cancer. We talked about that. They also were at a specific stage of cancer. It originated in their rectum, and it had spread in some cases only to a few lymphs, like lymph nodes within that section of the body, but it had not spread further into their body. So it was localized, right? The cancer that was being treated wasn't throughout the body. That's an important fact. Mm-hmm. This medicine that was given every 3 weeks for the period, according to the New York Times, it costs around $11,000 per dose. So think about that. What if we did find the cure for cancer, but absolutely 10 people in the world could afford it? I don't know how it would work if it was prescribed and how insurance would work for this drug or anything like that, but that seems like a steep price.
Also, we have to remember, because this research is ongoing, the results are unprecedented, right? These scientists did look at those cancer cells and say, haha, hashtag rectum. But they did not. I know, I'm sorry. But
wow.
I know. But they didn't. They don't have confirmation that this is a lifetime elimination. You know what I mean? The difference between cure and remission. So it's possible. Again, no one knows. It's possible that there may be a situation where that specific cancer returns and one has to undergo this treatment regimen or a similar regimen at some point in the future, maybe a decade hence or something. We just don't know. But still, again, sorely needed good news.
Oh, yeah. Sorely needed, dude. Just on the drug itself, this is stuff I don't understand. I'm going to, much like the scientific reporting done in places across the internet, I'm going to regurgitate some stuff that I just read that I don't fully understand. And I need a scientist or someone who actually reads these things and understands these things to tell me what they mean. But this dostarlimab, according to NBC New York, it is a monoclonal antibody, which is antibodies like the ones that we have within our cells, within our working functional human bodies to fight illness. These are things that go through and will kill the bad stuff, theoretically, that shouldn't be in our bodies. Well, this is a lab-made version of that. And they are lab-designed to fight specific things that the body finds. But also, interestingly enough, at least according to NBC New York, this substance, the dostarlimab, it in a way turns on the immune system itself. So it's like it activates your own antibodies that you've got going on in your body already to fight the thing that's not supposed to be in there, the cancer cells.
Oh, and for as someone who is also not a an authority on this in any way, I do want to point out something we didn't hit on the title, I don't think. PD-1, the reason that's in, that stands for Programmed Death Receptor, which is kind of metal.
For the cancer cell itself, like it jumps on and it programs death. It's like, you're going to die, cancer.
It is a programmed death receptor 1 blocking monoclonal antibodies. So we're already in deep water for us here, Matt. But
Too deep.
But life-saving, you know, especially considering, I have a question for you regarding this. I don't want to derail us, but does this have substantive significance for potential treatments of other forms of cancer in the future?
It certainly seems like it, but I don't know. Don't ask me that kind of question because I can't answer it. What I can do is send everybody over to YouTube, check out, and I apologize, sir, if I'm not pronouncing this correctly, Vinay Prasad, who's a doctor. He's got a great video series where he breaks down scientific studies, clinical trials, papers that come out like this that are gobbledygook in many ways to me. He does a great job of breaking this kind of stuff down. And I would just recommend him in particular, but there are also a lot of other YouTube channels and, you know, social media sites that can help you understand this better, as Dr. Prasad did me. When I say that, I still don't understand it. So maybe you didn't do the perfect job in name, but you at least help, man. Thank you for helping.
And thank you for all of the fantastic work. I mean, explaining the nuts and bolts of this is no mean feat. It's not easy to do. And I saw that video as well, Matt, and I gotta say, I don't think it's on that YouTuber. At least in my case, it's on me for not fully understanding.
Oh no, for sure. It's on me. Come on. Yeah. I passed all the necessary exams to get a college degree. That doesn't mean I understand anything. And also it was an arts degree, whatever. Woohoo. So, hey, let's hear it for a 100% response rate in 12 individuals.
Amazing.
That sounds awesome. There's hopefully something there. Don't get your hopes up yet because it is only 12 people. But GlaxoSmithKline is definitely, you know, giving itself a little slow clap. Like, man, we did a really great job buying that Tesaro company that designed this drug a little while back.
And also, you know, from close up, these sorts of breakthroughs can look like they might be smaller than they are, right? Cancer is a killer, and there are many people listening. Many of our fellow listeners today have battled cancer themselves, are battling some form of cancer, have survived some form of cancer, or almost doubtlessly have a loved one who has been in one of those situations. So we don't know how this will work out, but it is quite possible that this will lead to more improvements. Already, even in just that sphere, you know, here's hoping that all eventually 30 strong members of this trial will find themselves free of cancer at the conclusion. And just to throw some more good news out there, I was looking at some stats earlier before we recorded, and I didn't know this, Matt, but according to the American Cancer Society, the risk of dying from cancer in the U.S. has actually decreased over the past 28 years. So people are fighting the good fight.
Yes, awesome indeed. Ben, last thing, you may see this drug if you ever encounter it in your life, if you're being treated for cancer or anyone ever offers it to you. You may see the drug titled as Jemparli, Jemparli. That is the brand name of the substance that was created by Tesaro. It's a Massachusetts company that was acquired by GlaxoSmithKline a couple of years back in 2019.
Yes. I'm just laughing because I originally misread it as Jumanji. And I thought, there's no way they can get away with that.
They're just releasing a whole bunch of animals into your body. That's what it is. There are tiny, tiny little animals that just get released and they just attack the bad thing. It's perfect.
So awesome, though. Sincerely. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things about the human species is that people are so intelligent and working around the clock to help other people.
And we'll just stop there. That was a good thought, Ben. I so badly wanted to talk about GlaxoSmithKline and how much they spend on lobbying and the pharmaceutical industry. Should. And like, it's bad, man.
And they're not the same as the scientists. There are huge problems with any for-profit pharmaceutical entity. I almost feel, you know what? I almost feel like you and I looked at each other just for a second in silence on this call and thought, maybe we'll give him a pass today.
That's exactly what was I was like, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to say, yep, good people, helping people. That's good. That's a happy thing.
Scientists are great.
But in the end, it's a company that spends, my God, if you go to opensecrets.org, that was just perusing there. I tend to do that sometimes. If you look up GlaxoSmithKline, it's got from the year 2022 to, oh, wow, going back to 1998, all the money that they have reported, like officially reported, that they spend on lobbying. And just this year so far, they're paying Venable LLP, Fagry, Drinker et al., W Strategies, Thorn Run Partners, Sims Strategies, JST Strategies, East End Group, Capital Council, BGR Group, Alpine Group. We're talking 50 grand, 60 grand. I mean, just every time, all those people I mentioned, just boop, 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 boop.
Okay, we're not going to give them. Yeah, we're not going to give them a pass. Let's also mention that GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, had to pay a fine of $3 billion to the U.S. government for illegally promoting Paxil to treat depression in children. Let's see, they also had to plead guilty into counts of introducing other misbranded drugs like Wellbutrin. Their hands aren't clean, is what we're saying.
No, none of the pharmaceutical giants are, and it's the nature of what they do.
And we're trying to be nice right now. This is us being nice.
So 12 people, good for you. Awesome. Hopefully, like, seriously, 30. Congratulations. Hopefully 30. We'll keep our fingers crossed for the rest of y'all. Hopefully it becomes a drug that doesn't cost $11,000 per pop.
Hopefully you don't die for the crime of being poor. Which is, you know, I would say if you look at it in the big picture, that is one of the leading causes of death in the U.S. and arguably abroad. But there, I think we leave it for now. Folks, we cannot wait to hear your thoughts. Is humanity on the precipice of finally making terminal cancer a thing of the past? How do you see this playing out? Do you think that it will end up being a treatment reserved for the rich? Do you think there are more variables ahead? What do you wish more people in general knew about the big C? And then also tell us what you think about drones with tasers attached operating wirelessly in your school or in your children's school. Are you for it? Are you against it? We want to hear your thoughts. Also, what's your take on bees being fish? I think that's just really interesting to both of us. We can't wait to hear from you. Give us a shout over on the internet. We're easy to find, Facebook, YouTube. And by the way, yes, we do check out all of those social media platforms. I want to give a special thank you in specific to our fellow conspiracy realist, Justin Richards, who it turned out, I think, also talked about the taser drone plans on our Facebook page. Here's where it gets crazy. And big, big thanks to everybody who reached out to us regarding the sweepstakes for the book. Congratulations, intrepid conspiracy realist. We hope you enjoy it. For everybody else who's saying, I want a copy of the book, well, if you would like for us all to continue this crazy endeavor together, then one of the best ways you can help us now, if you're able, is to go pre-order the book at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. That's the spiel. I just have to do it every time I see that Honda Odyssey slowly pulling up past my street as we record. But let's say you don't like sipping the social meads. You heard our episodes and you said, nah, I get it. Big data. If it's free, that means you're the product. Geez, I can't get on the internet anymore, but I have a story to tell you. Matt, pray tell, how can people get in touch with us then?
Well, just hop on the old Mayflower, which is not the one you think. It's an automated ship, and it's recently sailed across the seas to Canada because I had to make a weird extra trip. But I was just thinking about that because we're talking about drones. Well, they fly through the air with tasers. What if there are ships that are automated drones that run on AI and they're just floating around, except they've got cannons? Oh, boy. Anyway, call us. Our number is 1-833-STDWYTK. Tell us about all the things that we've been saying in this episode. Give us your thoughts, please, please, please. We're making our way through. We've still got a ways to go, but we want to hear from you regardless. We will hear from you when you call in. Give yourself a cool name, whatever you want it to be. It doesn't matter. Please, within the message, let us know if we can use your name and message on the air. And remember that you only have 3 minutes when you call in. It cuts you off after 3 minutes. So if you've got more to say that can fit in that time frame, why not instead send us a good old-fashioned email? We are
conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.